You're listening to WSIU, powered by you. It's time once again to talk with SIU President Randy Dunn for his monthly visit. And as it stands, it's the last week of the budget year. So, Dr. Dunn, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
It's probably not happy news that you bring.
Well, you know, we continue to sit and wait, hoping right now for some sort of stopgap spending that we're allowed to do. Discussions continue to take place, of course. I think that those with some inside track on what's going on in Springfield have come to the understanding that we're not going to see a grand bargain or grand compromise on a full fiscal year budget. But clearly there's just as much understanding of the fact that not just for higher education, but for K-12, the social service agencies, operations of state government, we do need to see some sort of temporary fix, and that's what we're counting on from the university standpoint to kind of bind us through, certainly getting into fall and the collection of tuition and fees, and then going beyond that until what many people think will be a possible period in which we can look for a full budget decision coming after the November election sometime.
So when you talk about a stopgap budget, Speaker Madigan had said that the House would meet every Wednesday until a budget was reached, and then he has canceled each Wednesday's session because he says that these other working groups appear to be making progress.
Yes.
Have you heard anything out of these working groups that leads you to think a stopgap budget may be on its way?
Well, of course, you always get these sorts of leaks and pieces of intel, if you will, about what's going on. And there does seem to be progress that's getting made. If you look at the criticality of the decisions, the need for this to take place, I do think people are approaching this work, the budgeteers, as they call them, are approaching this work with a level of seriousness that matches or is consonant with the severity of the need across the state right now. And I know the speaker has gotten beaten up to some degree about not coming into session, but they're really, until there is a deal that's put together on this short-term fix, on this second stopgap, at least from our standpoint in higher ed, there's really no need to be bringing these officials back to Springfield to sit and twiddle their thumbs. There has to be a deal that's put together. Once that's done, I think you see both chambers of the General Assembly ready to respond, come back to Springfield, and take a vote to move things forward. And again, for those who understand the political process, there's probably not a lot gained by just having everyone drive up and sit there waiting for nothing to happen. And we've heard this expressed by the governor as well. You understand the governor has the ability to call a special session. He has declined to do that, possibly for similar purpose. There's nothing to be gained until the deal is put together by those involved in getting that made.
So we've done this a couple of times before. Let's talk about a timeline.
Yes.
You said earlier this spring when the first stopgap funding bill came through, that meant that those lists that had been issued were pushed off further into the future.
Yes.
Is that still the case?
It is still the case, although we're in a position now, even with some sort of stopgap funding, and we don't know what that amount would be. While I say that I anticipate we're going to see some sort of temporary fix, I don't know the amount of money that will entail, how much that will carry us forward, of course. So the Carbondale campus particularly is going to have to come back and look at another round of reductions, cost savings, not at the level necessarily that we were talking about back in February when we released those doomsday lists, if I can use that term. But clearly there is going to have to be this second round of reductions to take place to allow us to get through until there is a permanent budget that is enacted. The campus is working on that presently. They're looking at a variety of scenarios. They don't have much longer because what I had instructed the campus is that we have to know what we're working with in the period as we come into the new fiscal year on July 1. That does not mean, though, contrary to what some have heard, that there's going to be some big announcement on the 1st of July. I did an interview a couple of weeks ago with a local talk radio station, and I think I left the wrong impression that on July 1st that there was going to be some grand announcement, and that's not the case. Rather, what I said is that the campus is going to have to come up with some significant level of savings. Those have to be of a nature that could be effectuated on the 1st of July at the start of the fiscal year to give the campus enough breathing room to get us through the fall semester, again, not being sure what sort of stopgap funding we may get.
Do you have a number that you could say? I mean, are we looking at a percentage or an overall number that the university needs to come up with?
It's really been driven more by cash flow projections as opposed to percentages. Now, in terms of how the campus handles it, it could be the case that they say to various administrative units or budgetary units, we're looking for a certain percentage of cut or savings. But as I'm thinking about it, it's rather to provide sufficient cash flow based upon the projections that we do, and we do a pretty wide variety of them depending upon what amount we may get from the state, et cetera. So as I talk to the campus, and you know, to answer your question, and then I have this fear of a replay of what happened on the previous show that I did for a commercial station here, where then that becomes the number. And I don't want that to happen. You may recall the year ago we went through a similar process and identified about $13.5 million in both permanent and non-recurring cuts. I think as the campus comes through this similar process now this summer, we're likely looking more in the range of $20 million to get identified. And if the campus can do that, I think it gives enough breathing room with the money we'll have coming in the fall from tuition and fees, some nature of state funding, whatever that may turn out to be, and then if we can get savings in that range, I feel much better about making our way through to the first of the new calendar year and seeing where we stand at that point.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you quite a bit as
have no doubt about that.
I would tell you Happy New Year, but I'm not sure that's the sentiment that we want to leave this with. So
well, it does bespeak, I think, the importance of this temporary funding, this stopgap, to bind us over. We're in a much better position, as you've heard me say before, Jennifer, than a number of our sister institutions, given the strength of the system. But we can't go forever just with these dribs and dabs. At some point, there has to be a permanent decision on how this state moves forward with its budgeting.
All right. SIU President Randy Dunn, thanks so much.
Thank you.